Ready to pop the question and take advantage of 30% off? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com to get 30% off select lab-grown diamonds. That's BlueNile.com for 30% off lab-grown diamonds. BlueNile.com.
In this Sean Speaks episode, I get to speak to you from my heart about an important part of parenting, family life, and a parent's mental health and mindset. I want to help you thrive in how you speak to your kids and how you speak to yourself. Sean Speaks is a live teaching I did with a Zoom room filled with my VIP members. It's interactive. It's spontaneous. It's raw and unedited. If you'd like to go deeper with me, visit my website. You and I have a lot in common. We have a growth mindset towards parenting. We want to be the best parents we can be. We want to solve problems. We're not afraid of saying, I don't have this all figured out. We are stepping into the pain, stepping into the challenge of trying to move our one challenging child or trying to move and lead our family into harmony, into good choices, into stopping these painful fear cycles, into building trust with our children and teaching them all these wonderful things. And I don't know if you've experienced this yet, but this is hard work, isn't it? It is hard. It brings out a part of us that is like hard. It's like, whether it feels like kind of going to the gym, it might feel worse. For some of us, it brings up memories of the past. For some of us, it just brings up memories of shame or even regret. And so I want to give you a couple of things for your mind here on this Monday mindset call. And I spent some time with my family on our, you know, big annual family vacation. We went to an all-inclusive resort in Cancun, Mexico. It was incredible. And partly why it was so incredible is because, you know, it's just a form of, you know, beyond all the family memories and all the wonderful stuff and all the pleasure of foods and shows and just beach life and pool life, you know, it really is. It's just self-care. It was a time for me, you know, as an individual, and just to take care of myself and my mind so I can kind of be there for you, be there for my own children, be there for my friends and my own family, and I can be the person I want to be. Here's three little tips on how we can excel at self-care. First one is, some of you are in a really hard time right now. It's hard because you have a challenging child or you have a challenging home situation, but it's actually a little bit harder because now you're putting all this extra energy, all this time, all these resources into moving this child, into moving this family into something good. And it feels like, you know, two steps forward, two steps back. It feels, oh my gosh, we're finally having a breakthrough. And then it's like, nope, no breakthrough today. And that can be extra painful when you step into the pain to try to change anything. You know, when you have those setbacks can be even more painful than when you weren't putting the energy into it. So what I like to tell people is that when life is really hard, we need more time for self-care. When you are dealing with an illness, when you have stress at your job, when you and your co-parent are not vibing, you're not connecting, when that one kid is really affecting you, doesn't it kind of make sense? It's in those seasons we actually need more time for the things that make us happy, more times to fill our own cup, more time. I say this because it's in those times we actually push away the self-care. We say, I don't have the time for this. It's in those times we get so caught up in the stresses, we don't make the time for ourselves. Number two, we don't talk about this very much, but I wish we did. For some of us, the first time they're hearing about these heart talks, the first time they're seeing someone model like how to lead with your heart, how to speak from your heart, how to listen to your heart, is here. Because these are very motivated, lovely parents that are like, I want to do whatever it takes to reach my kids' hearts. But hopefully what you're doing is you're using some of these tools in your other relationships, in your romantic relationships, in your marriage, or even at work. So tip number two, tools for self-care, is to speak up to the people in your life who love you and who are trusted people, not just your kids. Share your heart talks and share your hearts with the people you love and who love you. If you're feeling really good, or if there's just a great connection between you and someone, then speak from your heart. Look at your desires and share them with them. Say, I just want you to know I feel really connected with you. Or say, you know what? I just feel really appreciated. I don't know if you know this, but you know, just feeling like I can just trust you and I can talk to you about anything, it feels, you know, so good. You know, I hate feeling alone, but the time we've been spending together, I just don't feel alone with you. I feel like you're there and it means a lot to me. Hey, I noticed that you did the dishes and that other thing without me asking. And I just want you to know, it really means a lot to me. I feel really seen and I really feel cared for. And if you're having a hard time, well, then be bold with your buttons and put it out there. Remember, anytime you share a feeling with someone, you want to do it in a very inviting way. You want to make it easy for the listener to really hear you and to respond. And this is really challenging, but whenever you share a feeling with someone in your life.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save, too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Or someone in your life shares a feeling with you that person is now at a fork in the road in their life. And they're going to respond in a way that says, hey, I care about you. I want to care about you right now in this moment. And I want to speak into this feeling you shared. Or they're going to send a message like, I'm not ready to care right now in this moment. And it's what we do that matters. It's called self-care for our third tip and not others' care. Because while we do have these lovely people in our lives, friends and family, spouses who want to care for us, who enjoy it, I think we've all experienced and we all realize it is not their job to fill our buckets. So tip number three has to do with that. It's about how we want to make steps in our minds and how we think and how we talk and how we act to nurture an interdependent relationships with each other and not codependent relationships with each other. Very big difference between something unhealthy, codependent, and something healthy, interdependent. Something healthy, interdependent means I'm connected with you. We are interwoven with each other. You are my child. You are my spouse. Like how you feel affects me. This is good. This is normal. It would not be good and normal if you didn't let your kids, your family members affect you. You would have probably severe unhealed trauma that hasn't been dealt with where you had to just turn off all of your feelings. Or you've just adopted some really weird pseudo-psychology that just made you inhuman. No, it's good and normal to let yourself feel feelings and to be interconnected and interdependent in the people in your life who you love, your inner circle. But there's a fine line between that and what's called codependency. And especially people like us who are very motivated at being good parents. We're here because we're not like your typical parent. You're the type of parent who's going to join a membership. So that means that you and I are at a greater risk of struggling with codependency with our own children, which means we're so emotionally invested in them that their pain becomes our pain. Their chaos becomes our chaos. Their unhappiness leads us to be unhappy. And this is very normalized in our society, especially in mom culture. There's these sayings that doesn't make sense. I can only be as happy as my least happy kid. Like, what is that? Right? Or, yeah, we're going through a hard time. Well, why? Well, because my kid's going through a hard time. Yeah, I get it. I get it. I am that parent. I am a connected parent. We want to also, in a healthy way, set emotional boundaries with our children. Your chaos is not my chaos. Just because the circus comes to town doesn't mean you need to join it. It's like, yes. And it can be hard, especially if you're in that season of like a lose-lose or you're waiting for a making of amends. It can feel so anxious. It can feel so scary. It could feel like I want this pain to go away. I don't want to sit in the pain of being in this fractured relationship. But that's where another place where that line comes between interdependency and codependency. Codependency is like, I can't handle this. I can't handle this person being upset at me. I'm too scared. My child is upset at me, or they think I'm upset at them. This is not healthy. I can't be in this place. I need to fix this. I need to do something. I need to say something. Here's a bag of cookies. Here, let's go to the amusement park. Can I do anything? Are you mad at me? Please talk to me. Please talk to me. Right? These are all signs of what it sounds like to struggle with that codependency in that moment. And what interdependency is this, like, I know my child loves me and I love them. We are going through a hard time. And I can't control them and they can't control me. So I'm going to just take care of myself right now. I'm going to do a lot of self-care and I'm going to be patient and I'm going to wait. And I am going to have faith and I'm going to trust that we're going to keep doing this together. We're going to keep growing together and I'm going to be patient and I'm going to wait and I'm going to have hope that we're going to repair this rupture. Parents, thank you for letting me be a positive voice in your life. I love you and I love your family. If you're sick and tired of those same painful patterns in your parenting or the same painful bad behaviors in your kids, then what are you waiting for? Join me in my VIP membership. I'd love to speak with you and give you the specific tools that you need.